The status of gypsies, Roma in Hungary. Approximately 8% of Hungary's inhabitants belong to the Roma minority. The ancestry of the Roma people can be linked to those who arrived from the Carpathian Basin more than 600 years ago. It is believed that the migration of the Roma, or gypsy, people was due to the conquest of Sultan Mahmud, who occupied northwest India and Delhi in 1001 AD, slaughtering many people and forcing others to flee. The ancestors of the gypsies left India during these times and started their long exodus filled with immeasurable suffering. For a short period of time, they settled in the Byzantine Empire but fled due to the expansion of the Ottoman Empire, after which they arrived in Europe. The gypsies were often subjected to numerous atrocities. For example, in Hessen province, laws demanded in 1734 that anyone could kill a gypsy without fear of prosecution. In fact, presenting a gypsy corpse to the proper authorities could earn a bounty. There were some areas of Europe where pogroms took place in which people shot gypsies. During this Holocaust, the number of gypsies killed reached 500,000. Hungary tried its best to accommodate and integrate the Roma populace. In the 19th century, there were various places where schools were established to serve the Roma children, like in Satmar, Satumare, Érsekújvár, Nové Zámky. Gypsies in Hungary faced great hardships. Before the regime change in 1989, most Romas had jobs and worked diligently. However, 3 years after the regime change, only 28% of them were employed. Within 3 years, two-thirds of them lost their jobs. As a consequence, poverty, hopelessness, and an overall breakdown in public safety took place. Regime change was undertaken without consideration of the potential social consequences it would leave in its wake. Large companies were privatized within a few years, with company-subsidized housing for workers being slowly eliminated, in addition to mass layoffs taking place. The situation has not improved much since. The approach of the last 8 years, where public works were offered to the disadvantaged, brought significant improvements. Simple public works projects, maintaining roads, agricultural work, social work, assisting in public schools, offered a modest income for the most disadvantaged. The past few decades have seen a great improvement in the lives of the Romas. Today, in Hungary, 85% of Romas finish elementary school, the first 8 years of school, and approximately 24% of them acquire vocational training. 11% of Romas obtain high school diplomas, and 2-3% of university students are from the Roma populace. These figures are among the highest in Europe as far as the advancement of the Roma people is concerned. The only country that comes close is Spain. There are 42 community centers in Hungary operated by the Catholic Church where gypsy youth can study after school. Other services are offered, including laundries and showers. Legal and social assistance is also offered. Sporting and other community programs are also available, such as dance or job search assistance. 10,000 disadvantaged people receive assistance daily through these 42 centers run by the church. The church also offers clerical training for Romas. It is very important that they hear the scripture from their own people instead of from just non-Romas. Today, the number of people trained to be assistants in the clergy reached 290. These people who organize prayer groups in their neighborhoods and villages also keep contact with the parish priest. Oftentimes, they educate the Roma families before baptisms and serve as intermediaries between Romas and their schools, as well as between Romas and government offices. Gypsies carry great talents and values. They are family-oriented, possess a deep religious conviction, respect their elders and the deceased, possess skills in dance and music, and also find joy in nature and in the expression of their feelings. Their presence in our society is not a problem. They are, in fact, an untapped source of potential in our society. The church delivers the word to the Romans that all men are a part of God's creation, his masterpiece. One may possess any skin color, language, or culture. One can be rich or poor, educated or not. In the end, we are all a part of God's masterpiece. Christ died for all of us on the cross. Once a Roma boy asked his father, "Dad, tell me, what sin have I committed that induced God to create me as a gypsy?" He felt that being gypsy was a curse, an invisible stigma that he was unable to wipe off his forehead. It is a great epiphany and healing for a man to understand that I also am God's child, just like anyone else. The 13 million Romas, Europe's largest minority, are our brothers and sisters. There is only one common future for all of us. We should respect and help one another.